podcast. What's good? Really fun announcement before you listen to the show today. November 17th at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 for you West Coasters, 5, 6, 7 for Europe, stand up. 12 Eastern, November 17th, inside of VFriends Discord on the stage we have in there, the live chat stage, I will be having a very big surprise announcement and a fun announcement with my co-founders of Empathy Wines, Nate and John, you know, who now are corporate animals and work at Constellation after we sold the company. So we're not necessarily friends anymore, but I love them. And they'll be joining me and we will be having a surprise announcement. If you are not part of the VFriends Discord, A, that's a huge mistake, because it's not just talking about VFriends, it's mainly actually talking about the education of NFTs. But the URL is often in my personal Instagram account and connected, but sometimes I change it. And the other thing you can do is go to @VFriends on Instagram. It's linked there. You should follow @VFriends too. A lot going on in that world. November 17th, noon Eastern, inside the Discord on the audio stage, me and my two partners, John and Nate, talking about a super fun surprise.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
So to kind of jump right in, I took your advice about 9 months ago and I left a job I had in tech sales making really good money to essentially go back into the golf industry where golf is my passion.
Good for you, Jay.
And a completely new position. I've done like management and sales my whole life and I took over all the operations for the company. We're just a small premium accessory company. So my question with that is, so on top of that, I ended up getting mentored by my boss. And how do you keep that perspective of, you know, moving forward, knowing that there is that patience part of it, but also, like I said, there's some days where I'm sitting here at work and I have no idea what I'm doing, just from the standpoint of, you know, you don't know what you don't know. Operations, that's right, to me is a completely new field in general.
Does it feel right? Do you feel intuitively right?
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things where I've always loved like the sales and the management side, like coaching, but the operations, I've really found a passion.
Enjoyable. It's like a game.
Yeah, I really enjoy
it. It's like a game.
Yeah.
Ops is fun. Like, I'm super pumped about this question because this is an easy one. Like, don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
It's really as simple as try and have good intent. And when you make a mistake, own it, be accountable, and try, have good intent, accountability, try. Like, leadership comes with accountability.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, like just watching business people, just watching the world, like anybody who blames others at the top is losing. Like a CEO blaming somebody else, like, oh, you know, like my general manager fucked it up. You hired the general manager.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, like, so, you know, like I don't, everything stems from the top. Like football owners, they're like, you know, my general manager, you hired him. My coach sucks. You hired the general manager that hired the coach. Like if you're not accountable in operations, that's the only vulnerability you have. Everything else has to be good intent and effort.
Yeah. So with that, cause I 100% agree on the accountability. That's something I try to really embody because you have to be accountable. I find myself almost, like you said, I find myself beating myself up from the standpoint of like, I've tried taking your advice and you know, the good and negative comments, let them kind of just go through the same, don't really think about it. But I find myself when there's people I really look up to, like my boss, like I said, he's mentoring me in a lot of ways. When I do something like, it's not that he doesn't beat me up for it, but it's just like, okay, you did it wrong. I almost take it harder. Even though it is like, I'm trying, I know I'm going to like screw up. So is it just essentially just, I don't know, like turning your brain off on that?
Did you golf?
Yeah.
Like, fuck man, you're so set up for this. Like, what did you cry and quit on the seventh hole when you missed a 5-foot putt?
No.
Okay. What are you going to cry? Especially you're so lucky. I was waiting for the shoe to drop that the mentor was not giving the feedback in a way that was palpable. And then you drop that the mentor is dropping the feedback in a very palpable way.
Yeah.
Which then, it, you know, it's really funny when a a leader goes nice about it, it almost makes you want to rise up even more, right? Yeah. Man, let me promise you something about your mentor based on what I'm hearing. He already knows.
Yeah.
Like, he knew that you didn't have 15 years of operational experience.
Yeah, it's true.
He already knew. When I hire people and they make all these different mistakes, I knew they didn't know how to do it. When I move people from a different job into a new job and they fail miserably, I'm not upset with them. I knew there was a risk factor. He knows, bro.
Yeah.
He also knows that you have the demeanor, the energy, I can even feel it in this call, to fucking figure it out over the next 3 years and be fucking great at it.
Yeah. I just beat myself up really quick.
Stop
over
crying.
It.
Crying.
Yeah.
Every second you sit there and dwell that you let him down or you're disappointed in yourself is a second that you're not putting in to figuring out how to be better at it.
Yeah, it's true. It's
I know, bro. Listen, promise me, the second you go down that pipe, be like, fuck, if Gary's watching right now, he'd punch me. Like, you know, like just go there. Don't let yourself go there. It's a complete waste of time. Who gives a fuck?
I agree.
Who cares?
Yeah. No, it's great advice. It's true.
Use what made you good at golf to focus on this. You just can't dwell on the last putt, because if you do, your whole day is going to be ruined.
Hey, you're fucked if you do that.
See, that was the first time in your voice thing. That you had conviction. Just convert that now into ops. Bro, I make mistakes every day. Big ones.
Yeah.
Now. Gary Vee.
Yeah. It's true.
You got this, Joe. You got this.
Hey, appreciate
the golf
it, Gary.
Thing. The golf thing.
Okay.
Got it? Because that was the first time in your voice, you're like, of course. I'm like, right. Because I'm the business version of that. Like, of course. Got it?
Got it.
Got it?
Got it.
Good.
Let's do
Take
it.
Care, Joe.
Thanks, Gary.
You got it.